let's shift gears a little bit and talk about exercise. This, you know, the motivation and all this stuff is awesome, awesome content, and we need it. But unless we start to take action, start doing something, then you have all that stuff and goals and everything all written down and ready to go. But you need to eventually take the first step and start acting. So let's talk a little bit about exercise. And you know, as I was reading a lot of your stuff, and as I have been reading your stuff for a long time now, you actually kind of shy away from using the term exercise, and instead you call it training. And I think as simple as that is, it's really important that people understand the difference between exercise and training. So can you just elaborate on that a little bit to give the people who are listening a better idea of why you chose that word? I'm in full agreement with you, by the way.
I just
wanted you to, you know, you probably explain it a lot better than I would.
No, I appreciate it. Appreciate it, Joel. You know, you're absolutely correct in that it is an important distinction. Sometimes people think these are small shifts, but they're extremely powerful shifts, because the difference to me between exercise and training is exercise is something we do to burn a little energy and we do to fill time. Training is something we do to achieve a result or goal. I always ask people when we're having this conversation, I say, you know, consider a professional athlete like an NFL football player. Do they go to exercise camp or they go to training camp?
Right.
They go to training camp, right?
Because
they're preparing for an event. They're preparing for a purpose. They're preparing for a goal to achieve something. You know, my grandma exercises, and she's 90 years old, and that is a wonderful thing. I'm all about exercise. That's great. I don't expect grandma to be in training because she's walking around the block, and that's called exercise. And that is infinitely better than people who are sitting on their rear end. But the dimensional shift, or the next level, the order of magnitude shift that happens between exercise and training, if you try to exercise your way through a transformation, now, and then we're here in transformation domination, so we are actively looking to seek a result. We want to change our body, our life in some way. That's going to happen so much more powerfully and radically because you choose to train. When you choose to train, you go in with a focus, you have a focused mind, you have an intention set, you have all this power coming behind you. And to me, that's night and day difference. You know, you can exercise until an hour, or you can train for 30 minutes and kick it into another gear.
Right on, man. And that's a great definition. It's not exercising just to burn some calories. It's, hey, I'm working towards something. I have a goal, and yeah, I'm in training right now in order to achieve that. And, yeah, it's a daily process. It's a step-by-step process. But each step that you take and every training session that you complete, you're getting closer and closer to your goal.
Yeah, training produces results. Training is a results-focused form of exercise. Exercise is energy, you know, but training is where it's at. Training will change everything. Oops,
awesome.
My wife's calling me. My phone is ringing. Pardon me.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about focus. And one of the things that you really, when we're speaking of exercise and training, as somebody is in training, the importance of focus, and you talk a lot about the importance of focus in the mind during training. Can you expand on that a little bit? And I know that there was a pretty unique exercise that you have people do, a little bicep exercise that you talked about in the book. So maybe you can share that, and actually, you know, the people who are listening, go through this exercise that Sean is about to walk you through. And as you're listening right now, and you're going to really see the difference here.
Yeah, okay, so I will take them through the exercise. I'll talk a little bit about the focus. Let's do the exercise first, because I appreciate the invitation to do it. So I want all the listeners here, you know, whatever you're doing, just kind of stand up, you know, pretend like you're facing me at the front of the room. I'll pretend like I'm at the front of the room, so we're all pretending. And I want you to just take your right bicep, and I want you to, you know, look forward straight ahead, and I want you just to curl your arm and flex your bicep. Okay, come up, curl it. Tighten it, flex it, hold it, release it. All right. You feel that, you know, okay, I flexed my bicep. I know I've done that before. No big deal. We've all been there. Now I'd like you to take a little breath. Shake it out a little bit. Okay, now take your left index finger and touch it to your right bicep. And take your eyes and focus down on your bicep. Now begin curling that same bicep again. Now I want you to visualize inside that bicep as you're curling it up, I want you to see a red hot marble right in the middle of that bicep. You come up to full contraction right now, touching it with your index finger and looking straight at it and seeing the red hot marble. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Let it go. Now tell me, I mean, I've been through this 1,000 times. Tell me, did you feel a difference? Did you feel a difference between the first one and the second one? I'm going to assume you did. You can scream real loud and I might hear you, but I'll go with the yes. Because I've been through this. I've been to this 1,000 times. You should see, you know, I do this in front of 1,000 people in a room, and it's like you get that look on their face, and they're like, whoa, you know, they get it. They get it. And what's the difference? What's the real difference here? The difference is a simple thing, which is called my mind was engaged in what I was doing, or my mind was thinking it was engaged. I thought about what I was doing in the first one. I did what most people do when they go to the gym. They pick up a weight, they pick up an exercise, they go to do some movement, and they go through the movement, and they go through the movement with what seems like good intention. I'm here, I'm doing it. But they're not actually bringing the power of a concentrated, focused mind. And that focused mind has the ability to recruit the muscles, to recruit intention, to recruit energy, to execute the exercise with such greater force in intensity and effectiveness. Because ultimately, it's about the effectiveness. So what I like to teach people is, you know, through this, they get the felt sense of what it means to focus. Now, this is something I learned in all my years of ab training, which is I didn't do high rep abs. I didn't do a lot of abs. I don't put 45-pound plates in my chest to develop my abs. I simply learned how to contract and focus the muscles with a focused mind. And after I kind of learned this piece and brought some of my meditation, yoga, and martial arts practices all together, I figured out how to teach people to completely focus on every single rep of every set. You do that, and you work out half the time, and you get more effective results, but more so, it's not just the more effective results, is when you have a completely focused mind and are present in the moment during your training, guess what also happens? You begin to enjoy the activity at another level because you're not thinking about all the things you have to do later. You're not thinking about all the stress you have. So you actually get 40 minutes, 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 35 minutes of completely stress-free, peaceful, engaged mind. And what it really becomes is a flow state. So bringing a focused mind is great for your physical being, but it may even be more effective and more enjoyable and more powerful for your mental state.
Yeah, and that's key right there. I mean, totally good content. And it's just, if you're working out and you're going through the motions, like Sean said, it's one thing. But, you know, a lot of times we're talking about, how can I work out quicker? How can I spend less time in the gym? And then, you throw out all these different concepts like using antagonistic supersets and alternating back and forth between antagonistic muscle groups. And then while you do metabolic resistance training or you do circuit type training or whatever it is. And people have all these ways to cut down the time that they're actually spending in the gym when really one of the main things that people overlook is make sure that you're getting quality work done during that time. And when you do, as opposed to just going in and going through the motions for an hour, now each rep has become so much more effective. Each rep has become so much more stimulatory toward whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, you know, whether it be burning fat or building muscle or whatever it is. So each rep is like doing two reps. And now you can essentially cut the number of exercise that you do or the number of repetitions you need to do or the number of sets that you need to do, because that one set or that two sets or that three sets, however many sets that you're going to do, have become so much more effective than just sitting there and going through the motions for 6 or 8 or 10 sets.
And I don't think, Joel, you can emphasize that point enough.